You say, now look, I learned the lesson. It's perfectly correct for little Chinese to sing Land of My Fathers so long as they live in America with other Americans. You know what I mean?
If they stay in the Chinese culture in America,
that's right.
They're not land with
Chinese. The Chinese, who are become American citizens, you see, and although their fathers died on the other side, can easily accept them, because we, so to speak, they are the total American, but they live among the American population. But suppose the American population disappears, and only the Chinese remain in America. Singing Land of My Fathers died to heaven and moon. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
When we become a... It's perfectly all right, so long as there are Jews, for other people to become Jewish. Mm-hmm. Perfectly all right. But should the Jews disappear?
Mm-hmm.
What is the trouble with the Calvary? The converts cannot, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they cannot trace their lineage to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, to give you an example, where the Jew does trace it, you see, to the roots. This is the, if they can accept the religion, but they cannot accept the religion. But they become, if they are absorbed in, within the Jewish community, it becomes natural for them. There is an adjustment. But should the Jews disappear? Now, what I did was, I decided I'll select 25 psalms. Write a commentary on each. Simple commentary. Write an introduction. And introduce it in our school to open every night, every day, every session, so to speak, to open whichever we're reading on the side. Now,
which reflects your whole idea that you said before, that ethics are learned through prayer.
That's right. It's more than that. You say, you integrate everything.
And it's literature
together.
Also.
That's right.
Right.
Now, this
and
is, you see now, what kind of religion is this? I'm a beautiful religion. Nothing to do, you see, with him.
Man and God.
I mean, here is a human being speaking in terms of himself, you see. Now, in the Hebrew department, the kids begin to ask that they want to have it also in Hebrew. The Hebrew is very difficult, but we do it with that. So, you just spend 10 minutes on reading a psalm. You know, in a period of 5 years, the 25 psalms, the kid is not going to say the Protestant culture.
So again, that grew out of your experience.
Now, you see, I'm writing other books now. The point is this, I want you to understand something. One of the Jewish philosopher, Achatav, when he came back, he went to a visit from Russia, he went to Palestine in the beginning of the century. He was one of the great essayists and fine philosophers. And he came back and wrote a book called Parting of the Ways. A marvelous book of essays. It's a marvelous book. It's in English. It deals with everything there. His essay on Moses, everybody should read. Or Priest and Prophet, you see, or the whole question of assimilation. Brilliant, brilliant writing. He made one comment about the Israeli school. That time the great school of Herzliya, one in Tel Aviv, one of the marvelous high school, you see, and high school and 2 year college. You know. He said they know
everything.
Achatav. Achatav. He said, I have it published all over. Achatav said in his writing, in analysis, they know everything about the Bible. But not the Bible. And this is what I hold up here comes to my fighting there. for God's sakes, enough about. Would you think that you would raise an American generation who has never seen the Constitution, only about the Constitution, about, and doesn't know? So what the hell are we talking about? You get my point?
Yeah.
Now, why did I, so what do? I interpret this also. I quote a hell of a lot. I can paraphrase it much easier. We can get it. But I quote. And I wanted to get a taste of literature, a taste of history as it is written. Why should they read my poor writing? They can read masterpieces. It's a sentence or two sentences or a paragraph. Tell you what, you haven't seen this, did you?
No, I was looking at it when it first came in, but that's relatively new.
Yeah, I want to give you a... this has a number of typographical errors that I didn't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want... You see, what I'm saying to you here is more or less, I just published a new book. Just came out of the press. Chapter by chapter, here I try to incorporate history and Bible and religion from the point of view in an analysis of each chapter. Now, this is going to be used in school because I wrote already I published. You see, here is a companion to the book of Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a companion to the book of Judges. Here is a companion to Samuel 1 and 2. And I'm writing now of Kings, a completely different approach. So, this is the reason for all this crazy thing you're doing.
I think it's fantastic. I just wish it would reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish it would reach more people. So many of us, Priscilla and I, became friends by sharing our love of literature when I was teaching literature courses in the community. And all those women who enjoy literature would enjoy something like this, if the person teaching it was knowledgeable and could enrich us and help us understand these original sources. There really is a market of people.
Did you ever see we gave the given to the books to see what I did?
I taught that a couple of years in a row for the 10th grade literature. I'd love to read it and see what you have here.
I'll give you a copy.
Okay.
You see, I gave this first as a review, and then when
mm-hmm.
they start teaching it in our school, I published it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, and I went into the class and I was teaching it myself. I wanted to see whether they understand. Of course they understand. You see, I'll tell you, my granddaughter, Michelle, goes to Shadyside. She wants Winchester First House in Shadyside. I look at her texts, very superior texts, English. School is a marvelous school, just a marvelous school. I said to myself, why do we have to write pidgin English for our people? Why can't we do it? The teachers get frightened. They wouldn't understand. They understand. I walked in last night in my class teaching one of my texts. They're just writing chapter by chapter. Mrs. Mangulka was teaching it. And I stopped her for a minute. I said, I want to see, do you understand what I'm saying here? And sure enough, they understood, and it was sophisticated English. What are we afraid of? To learn English?
You're watering it down.
Mm-hmm. Watering
kids,
down.
Something.
About, watering.
That's why I give the kids the original sources either, the Bible or whatever. They give them the book about the Bible.
That's right.
Because they're afraid they can't read it.
At least if the teacher would have enough knowledge to supplement, but they don't have enough.
The teacher education is the primary part of it, which is what you're also addressing.
You know where I got the idea of the school? To create a school. I always wanted to do it. But I was a national scene. I traveled for 12 years. You know, I'd war with everybody else. You know where I got the idea?
Yeah.
I got the idea from John Dewey. I studied under Dewey. I had him. Give me a favor. Give him copies of these two and of this. We have enough.
Sure.
Time, so bring it. We'll read the lecture. I want to tell you.
You should have copies of these two of the people in your library for our teachers to use as resources.
Not yet. We have to take inventory and reorganize it and tell us how to use it.
Are these available in bookstores?
No.
We can only get them through this school.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't encourage them. In the country, they buy some of it. And they're just announcing it. But I'm not publishing it in large numbers, and I'm not encouraging it, and I'll tell you why. To put it in the hands of people who haven't been trained to use it is a waste of time.
They have to get the training.
But how can you get the training?
Yeah.
If I wanted to learn, for instance, about this book, which I would like to do, I'm an adult now. I'm not a teenager anymore. I can't. Can I have access to this literature and learn about it?
Let me tell you, if you want a teacher, I wouldn't recommend you to teach it. You wouldn't know where to start and where to finish.
No, I mean, I want to learn it.
Sure, we'll sell it to you. It's cheap. incidentally,
you were telling me the idea for the school came from John Dewey.
John Dewey always referred, used to tell, that his democracy and education, his whole philosophy, came from a school, which is the school that he had in Chicago, who organized the park. He had a little school that he and Parker organized. And that's where his whole philosophy came.
By being involved.
And if you have a small school, you can do it. You know, the worst thing, in my opinion, is trying to sell ideas.
Yeah.
I can't sell it. I can't sell it. You know, Martin Buber once said, he said, the problem, he says, with modern man is that you lost the art of listening. He said, I start a sentence, and immediately you are thinking of religion. Don't come away. I tell it to my wife, she doesn't do that. Huh?
His staff, too.
No, my staff does something else. One falls asleep and the other one runs out on it.
I didn't fall asleep.
I didn't say you.
You
were
my dad.
Oh, you're
always very attentive.
She never falls asleep. No.
I know what she does.
She never falls asleep. you know, I was scared to death last night. She didn't fall asleep on me.
It went beautiful.
The week before, you know, the two of them were sadly, that one with daggers at me, you know, the Orthodox, you know, on tradition, you see, the daggers, I saw the daggers, we look at me, but last night, it was the end, she was very pleasant, and asked me I should lecture on something else, giving me Christianity. Trusted me. That was an achievement. Now, it's very difficult to sell. You cannot sell everything.
Well, hopefully, out of the kids that come through the system, you know, each time there will be some that will feel a responsibility to continue it, and then there'll be, you know, good teachers in the future, and each time there'll be some core that will continue it. It's not as many as you'd like, but at least there'll be some.
You know, if we could sell a good idea, one idea a amazed at saying, he came to my graduate class, he's telling, look, how much you pay for it? Cost $100.
Used to pay.
$100. Look, I gave you 15 ideas. You
know,
it's cheap.
Money.
It's so cheap. But it's very difficult. But you must train your teachers, otherwise forget about it. They're not going to do it. They cannot do it.
How much of this, this is all geared really from eighth grade up. Is there anybody that you know of who is trying to organize? There's no way of organizing any other synagogues that's happening before this point, is there? Or knowing if it's organized or directed. To build that foundation, like you were saying, step one should be the development of a sense of heroism and survival and an understanding of who we are as people, and then you can then add the other levels of more sophisticated knowledge.
Nobody is interested.
Are you seeing that the kids coming to you from other synagogues are better prepared now than they were?
No.
Is there any improvement or change?
No.
Worse.
It's fakery of the worst kind. It's bar mitzvah factories, and that's all they are. Para-Judaism. And they haven't got a faintest conception. And the rabbis are getting worse. They debate us psychotic, you say, and everyone is afraid that he's losing his job. What are you talking about? You say, I couldn't have started in Pittsburgh if I didn't have a couple of good rabbis here. I had Chaim Kiebel and Becholem, who was a young man, he loved kids. You say, Sima Cohen, I knew him from New York, you say. Even then, like Herman Halper and Tree of Life, I supported him, worked with me, and I worked with him. I had to pat his ego, so I patted his ego, you say. But we had a few people. What have we got today? You say, yes, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. I've come to the conclusion that the only way Jewish education in America is going to change for the better is if we have women rabbis who are going to devote to Jewish education. Because the men hate children. They're afraid of them. My grandchildren went through 5 years the Cholim. They never saw the rabbi. If you saw him, he ran the other way. You
very
see,
important.
The point is, so the teacher is only the Jewish teacher. The Jewish intellectual, so to speak, between Jewish children coming to contact. And if he's a jerk, what have you got? And the point is, we take anybody. We take anybody. I pick up the Chronicle. I got green last night. I see this girl friend. She's going to run but they're insane people. She doesn't know anything. She hasn't got the first idea what Judaism is or Hebrew. She doesn't know Hebrew. She took a couple of letters and put them together. And they made a game out of it.
Well, she's doing arts and crafts. She's not dealing with what you're doing. Yeah,
I heard her give a speech to Federation that she's the authority on Hebrew. I said to Abrams, what did you do last night?
She's creative with materials for younger children.
That's very good.
You know,
I have no objections.
She's a
no
good
objection.
Educator, I think, of the little children.
Of little kids'
she's
material.
Good.
But
how
can she become the head of an institution that
has
set
it
up?
General ideas
that
the people who
what
even is?
She doesn't even know the education beyond
craft.
The kindergarten.
It's technique. It's all that. The Center is going to be just craft.
You talk to her. You talk to her. But I saw an exhibit she provided to Federation. It was a disgrace.
Well,
we threw it out.
We
threw it out 50
right
years ago.
Yeah.
We threw it out 50 years.
Yeah, we should have shown you on paper.
No. Yeah.